This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. The vaccination for COVID-19 rollout has started across the state, of course, and this week Port Augusta was the latest to start giving people jabs. I'm joined this morning by Craig Packard, the CEO of the Flinders and Upper North Local Health Network. Craig, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
So how did the first jab go? How did the first round of vaccinations go?
We started in Port Augusta Hospital with the vaccination of our frontline staff, including doctors, ambulance officers, pathology staff. But that was also off the back of us also commencing at our Quorn and Hawker health services at the end of last week. So all has gone really well. We're making good progress. So a good start.
Of course, the availability of the vaccines has been one of the questions, and it'll be slow going for now until Australia starts producing AstraZeneca for ourselves. But what's the capabilities for the Flinders and Upper North at the moment to get people vaccinated?
Yes, the capability is good at the moment. So we have got absolutely adequate supplies for vaccination of the frontline staff that I referred to, and partners that work in our health services. We have also been, as I mentioned previously, vaccinating at Quorn and Hawker, which is our residential aged care services. Residents that are in those services have also been vaccinated. So supply is all good.
And I guess where to from here, of course? There's more than Hawker, Port Augusta and Quorn.
Yeah, that's right. So we're actually working through the whole of our local health network and region. So as I said, this week we are moving through our staff at Port Augusta, Whyalla Tuesday, and then Roxby Downs on Wednesday and Thursday, and by the end of the week we hope to have a big part of our workforce across our local health network vaccinated with their first injection.
Of course, the hospital in Port Augusta and even the hospital in Whyalla both being used as hubs for the vaccine. What's that been like so far?
So the two hubs, Whyalla and Port Augusta, is I guess where our biggest workforce is. So it's been fine. We've been very organised in being able to set up the facility to roll out those vaccines. So we are delivering this as part of the Commonwealth Government's rollout across Australia, and it's a steady approach, which is what is happening across the country. It's all going quite to plan at the point.
Of course, the vaccine is voluntary. You don't necessarily, it's not compulsory for people to actually get it. What's the uptake of the vaccine been like across our region so far?
Yeah, the uptake has been good. Of course, this is just at the moment with phase 1A around staff and residents. So the vaccine uptake has been good at this point. You're right, it's not mandatory, but to this point, people have been coming forward. Over the next coming weeks, the rollout to the general community will commence, and that's to be seen in regards to the uptake, but we just really recommend that people take up the opportunity and come forward.
How many healthcare workers and, I guess, people who would be in that top class category for the vaccination, how many people are actually come under that banner in the Flinders and Upper North?
So we have approximately 1,000 vaccines that we'll be providing to our staff. So that's slightly higher than the total staff that we have ourselves. But as I mentioned, we were also supporting SA Ambulance and other medical workforce, SA Pathology. So, but all up, we have, approximately 1,000 vaccines that we'll be providing over this couple of weeks.
Well, it sounds like it's all going to plan then.
Yes, no, we're really happy how things are progressing to this point. Obviously, a lot more to happen over the coming months and probably right up to the rest of the year. But really pleased how this first phase has commenced.
No worries. Well, you said so in the next couple of weeks it'll be open to the general public. Do we have a time frame on that?
Oh, look, that will be certainly advised to the community when that is finalised. We are still working at the advice of the Commonwealth and supply, so the community will absolutely hear about where and when they can go to receive their vaccination. But as I said, it'll be probably at least over the next few weeks at least. Yeah.
Of course, for the most part, with the vaccination, or not with the COVID-19 response, it's been a very much an SA Health guided response in this state. What's it been like working with the Commonwealth with the vaccination program?
Yes, you're right. We are overall being guided by the Commonwealth. It is a state approach that we work within, and sometimes we need to wait and work with the Commonwealth on their current information. So that's all working quite fine. Really excited that we've got to this point of now starting to deliver the vaccines.
No worries. Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time today.
No, thank you.
That was Craig Packard, CEO with the Flinders and Upper North Local Health Network on your Classic It's Breakfast.